You are listening to The Riding, NFL DFS Podcast with Pat James.
Welcome, everybody, to The Riding DFS and Betting Podcast, a preseason showdown slate edition. Right? The Hall of Fame game is in a few days. It is Monday, August 1st. You're probably listening to this on August 2nd or 3rd. We have football on August 4th. It is the Sunday night of the summer. We are closing in on September. We're closing in on the start of football season. And we are closing in on the end of school teacher vacation, which is always bittersweet for me. But, you know, the football season gets me through the first 3 or 4 months of the school year pretty quick. Always super busy. Flies by in a flash. So I'm ready for that. And I'm ready to get back to work. There's only so much golf you can play. So this episode is going to concentrate on 5 tips that will help you make better showdown preseason lineups. And there's a difference. So the biggest thing, and I'm sure you all know this, is there is a massive rotation of players in preseason, right? Especially like this first week. Most of the guys that they have in camp are still on the roster. They are going to bring them to the preseason game. There's 80, 90 guys that could see the field. So it is important to, number one, try to highlight a few of the players that they want to get a look at, an extended run. You can do this by, you know, the coaches have press conferences. There are beat reporters who are saying who looks good in camp, who might get an extended run. And you can also narrow it down a little bit by the depth of a position, right? So even though there may be a bunch of running backs on a roster to start preseason, maybe a couple are banged up, maybe the starter and the second string aren't really going to get in the game. So that leaves maybe 1, 2, 3 guys on a depth chart. Those are the positions that you're going to want to target. Obviously, at the quarterback position, sometimes we see it where, you know, they're not going to play the starter. The second string guy has, you know, a little bit of soreness or is banged up, has an ankle, has a shoulder or something, and, you know, there's 2 guys that are going to split halves. That's a good amount of playing time for a preseason game. Or, I mean, I believe it was Ben Kurt last year that he was like the only quarterback that was going to get in the game. He played the entire game and ended up being the, maybe that was 2 years ago, ended up playing the entire game. So those are the things that you want. And that's first and foremost. And I think that is something that is kind of already known. You know, you just want to comb through beat reports, coach speak, press conferences, depth charts, injury reports. There really isn't injury reports, but injury news to see where the thinnest parts of the depth chart are and highlight those players. You know, get those players in your lineup. The next thing is defense, right? So defense is supremely important in preseason DFS. Every other position, there's going to be 4, 6, 8, 10 guys rotating in, playing 1 quarter each, playing, you know, if there's 60 snaps in this game, playing 10 snaps, 12 snaps. Defense is the only position outside of maybe kicker and maybe quarterback. If, you know, they say that only one quarterback is going to play the entire game, defense is the only position in preseason where you're going to be able to accrue points for the entire game, right? It gives them a really high floor. I would say that most of your lineups should have both defenses in there. I'm not saying they have to be the captain. I think you should have some lineups where they're the captain. And it's so counterintuitive, right? Because what we know in regular season DFS is the defenses are, in most instances, you know, low floor, low ceiling, not great plays. But in a format where you know, guys are only playing a handful of snaps each for most of the guys on the roster, their floors are zero. You know, most guys that enter this game from a fantasy standpoint, the floor is zero, right? They play 10 snaps, they get one target, they don't catch it, zero. You're going to see a ton of zeros in lineups throughout the preseason because it's just very hard when there's so much rotation of players. Guys are only playing a quarter. So defenses start with 10 points right off the bat. Sure, they'll probably give up some touchdowns, but we have a lot of guys that aren't even going to make a roster, a lot of guys that are inexperienced, going to make mistakes on offense. We could see a good amount of turnovers, potentially pick sixes, that type of thing. So when you have two roster slots that can accrue points all game long, start out with 10 points to begin with, it makes sense to get those two in your lineup. And like I said, maybe have some at captain. If it's a real shit fest of a game, like a 13-7 game, there's no offense, nothing can get going, then the defense is going to probably be the captain. But for the most part, you should have them somewhere in your lineups, both defenses. Now, you can get cute and have a few lineups with only one, but I would say that the defenses should be the focal point of your lineup. Very counterintuitive, but when they're the only position that can accrue points for the entire game, they need to be in your lineup. The next one is correlation. So we're going to try to pinpoint a certain type of correlation, but we're not going to worry about the correlation that we normally think about during the regular season, right? Like, you would never put a running back in the, you would seldom, I should say, put a wide receiver or running back or quarterback of one team in the flex and then, or in the captain, and then the opposing defense in the flex. That kind of stuff goes out the window, right? You would probably never put a defense in the captain and then three or four of the opposing offensive players in the flex. That goes out the window. Don't even worry about correlation at all. There is one type of correlation that we can try to pinpoint, and it's who will be playing with whom, right? So if we know that a certain wide receiver or a group of wide receivers are at the bottom of the depth chart, they're probably going to get in at the third and fourth quarter. Well, we'll want to pair those guys with the quarterback that is going to be playing in the third and fourth quarter, right? So if there's two quarterbacks, one's going to play the first half, one's going to play the second half, you want to kind of highlight the first half of the depth chart of wide receivers that are going to be playing, and you pair them with the quarterback that's going to be playing the first half. You want to highlight the bottom half of the depth chart and pair those wide receivers with the quarterback that's going to be playing in the second half. Now, will it always work out? No. Will there be a wide receiver that enters the game before you thought? Sure. Will there be a wide receiver that doesn't enter the game at all? Sure. Could the quarterback rotation be a little bit different than we thought? Absolutely. But to try and make a little bit smarter lineups, trying to get the guys that are going to be in the game at the same time together, you know, quarterback with pass catcher, that makes a little bit more sense. But other correlations, ones that you would normally use in the regular season, that does not come into play in preseason showdown. Okay, so the last thing I'll say is to kind of prioritize players that can get there on one play. That would be like home run hitting running backs. A lot of the guys that are going to be playing are rookie and, you know, second year players that they want to get a look at to see who they're going to keep on the roster. You kind of have to know the archetype of these players, right? Home run hitting wide receivers, home run hitting running backs. And the reason I say that is these guys are not going to be on the field, as we talked about. They're not going to be on the field for a ton of time. So to give you an example of players that you would know, like a Jordan Howard, who is just going to grind out 4 yards a carry and maybe see a goal line carry, he's not the type of player that I want to have a ton of, right? And I'm not saying that it can't happen where, you know, a big bruising 240-pound running back can't wind up at the goal line once or twice and end up with, you know, 14 DK points because he has two touchdowns on and 20 yards. That can happen. But the players that I want to target, especially in the captain, are players that on the limited time that they have in the game can go for 15 DK points, right? Speedy wide receivers that can catch a 40-yard touchdown pass, right? So all of a sudden, you know, they catch one 40-yard touchdown pass and they tack on like one or two more catches for 20 yards. All right, now we're looking at 3 for 70 and a touch, 16 points. That's like blowing preseason scoring out of the water. So that type of player, and it's usually going to be wide receivers. There can be some running backs that are home run hitters that can, you know, break a long run, but I like to get a good amount of wide receivers in because they can turn that one target into 10 to 14 DraftKings points. So the players that I kind of like to shy away from are slow plodding running backs and tight ends. That's basically the gist. I'm not saying I won't play any of them, especially, and here's the caveat, if there is only like two healthy running backs and we know that even though this guy is 240 pounds and runs like a 4.740, he's going to play the whole second half, then he's obviously a sharp play. It's when there's a big rotation and he's a slow plodding running back, you know, he's probably going to get four carries. It's just probably not going to work out. Odds are it's not going to work out. Same thing for tight ends. If there's a bunch of injuries and we know that only like one or two tight ends are going to get on the field, or one tight end is going to get on the field, like I don't know if you guys remember Tanner Hudson from the Bucks a while ago, two or three preseasons ago, he lit it up because he's really athletic. He's almost like a wide receiver playing tight end, and he was often the only tight end out there. They had some injuries at the position. Sometimes he played the whole game. Obviously, that is a caveat, and you're going to play that tight end. But for the most part, you want explosive players that can get things done in the limited amount of touches that they are going to see in these preseason games. Okay, so content. I will have preseason showdown articles up on Fantasy Points, I think, as of right now. The plan is to go ahead and continue those for the 2022 season. So if you are a Fantasy Points subscriber, the showdown articles, you know, one game slates, primetime slates, showdown will be on Fantasy Points. And the bigger slates, you know, the 4, 5, 6 game slates, traditional DFS rosters, those articles will be on 4 for 4. And I might try to hop on and you know, give some quote unquote plays if there is a slate that I'm not writing, right? I don't want to give quote unquote plays of slates that I'm writing content for a website. But if there's any site where I'm not scheduled to write, maybe I'll hop on and give some plays, talk through a slate on here. Good luck in all of your preseason DFS contests. See ya.